So why is phonology useful? What can be observed in a classroom using phonological tools? For example, how would you explain to a group of 8-year-old children to indicate plurality in English if you wanted to say one dog, two dogs, one cat, two cats? Now most people would say, oh, in order to make the plural, you add an S. How true is that? Why don't you say these words to yourself? Cat, cats. Dog, dogs. House, houses. How do you make the plural? And of course, in written form, fine, you have an added S. But in spoken form, it's not that at all. So, in fact, you'd be telling a bit of an untruth by saying you add an S, because it's to make the plural, you add an S or a Z or a IS. Similarly, look at the next one. Explain to a group of 10-year-old children how you use the past tense. So if you said, how do you talk about this as if it was yesterday? How do you make the past tense for play, pick, and create? Well, in fact, it's played, picked, created, id. So it seems that you can use different forms. It's not just add ed, it's add d, t, id.